VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC. Olamukela ku Studio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhla ka 13 kuMpalakazi 2019 ngusithandekile Mhlanga. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje,
ngokwazi kwami ngokuqala empilweni yami lokho sengize ngingaka, I'm 73 years of age today. Angikaze ngizwe kuthe kule ndima eqothwayo. Ngiyaqala phosa wonke umuntu uyaqala ukuzuzwa.
Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ongweye njalo, uhulumende usesuse induna uChief Nhlanhla Mange Ndiweni esikhundleni.
In the culture of dialogue espoused by the Second Republic, we remain engaged with leaders of other political parties under the Political Parties Dialogue Poland.
Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa onguye njalo umkhokheli webandla leZANU-PF uthi amabandla angekho kunkulumo zomanyano owePoland kumele abuye azomanyana labanye. Ngowasa Friday kulivikisi lomculi wengoma zomdumo wokholo umfundisi Sunny Dube. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizaziswa kuwona lo umsakazo. Uhulumende usesuse induna uChief Nhlanhla Mange Ndiweni esikhundleni. Umbiko osanda kwethulwa uveza ukuthi uhulumende sokumele athathele umnumzana Ndiweni yonke impahla kahulumende okugoqela imota lokunye. Umbiko othunyezelwe umgcini sihlalo weMathebelele North Provincial Assembly of Chiefs ngumnumzana ZR Churu usibalukhulu ohlangothi lukahulumende olubona ngeza velo lamadolobho. Uthi uNdiweni ususwe esikhundleni kulandelwa umthetho welizwe. Induna ezihlala isabelweni seMathebelele North zathatha isinqumo sokuthi umnumzana Ndiweni kakhethwanga ngemfanelo. Kodwa umndeni wakhe uthi nguye owakhethwayo. Umnumzana Ndiweni uyesatshwa ubikwa esesatshwa nguhulumende kamongameli Mnangagwa ngoba ihlala iveza izenzo zikahulumende ezibikwa zingaqondanga. Isikhulumeli somndeni wakoNdiweni umnumzana Bancinyane Ndiweni utshele uGibbs Dube Studio 7 ukuthi bakwazi okwenzakala basuse uNhlanhla Mange Ndiweni esikhundleni.
Akulanto engingayitsho khathesi, incwadi yakhona singakayiboni ukuthi izizathu ezifakiweyo zithiwani, kubhalweni phela, kumele kube lama-reasons why. And ngokwazi kwami ngokokuqala empilweni yami lokho sengize ngingaka, I'm 73 years of age today. Angikaze ngizwe kuthe kule ndima eqothwayo. Ngiyaqala phosa wonke umuntu uyaqala ukuzuzwa embusweni wezani. Kutsho ukuthi into yabavele beyibisa beleke bephezu kwayo. Kodwa-ke hhayi, sizalindela ingadi yakhona ifike ngoba umfana angikamboni khathesi nangobulawayo la. Nxa kuyikuthi sebemhambisile incwadi, kutsho ukuthi kusase kuseni ngenye singabona.
Singathi kuyabe kusijoni khonokho, njengoba-ke siyakwazi ukuthi umndeni wakoNdiweni ulokhu sithi hhayi uNhlanhla Mange Ndiweni yinduna phela.
Hayi, angithi bazafuna ukubona ukuthi bazayibhalela encwadini yabo ngoba vele kubuyela ngekhaya. Yithi okumele nxa kuthiwa sifake omnye umuntu yithi esimfakayo, nxa sibuyisela yena yithi esikwenzayo. Ngoba kuvele angiyiboni nje, angikuzwisisi ukuthi vele okuzanywayo kathi kuyini, vele kuyinto bani khonoko.
Singathi kuyenzakala sibili ukuthi limbisele nxa libona ukuthi baphambanisile abantu bakahulumende la.
Kathi vele sizayekelelana. Nguye umuntu owachiwe fakwe nguyise lwayo. Ukuthi siqalise ukudinga omunye simdobha ngathi.
Ye, bakhona bathi nguJoram.
Ukuthi sebesitshela ukuthi umbuso wakoNdiweni sebewuthatha. Abasitshele ukuthi bawuthatha bawusa ngathi.
Ye, sizwa.
Lokhuyana ngumdabuko wakwethu, ngokuzalwa kwethu. Akula kuthathwa kusuke komunye umuntu uyabe ngubani ovela ngasonga.
Ye, bona bathi kufuze ukuthi kungena uJoram Ndiweni kumbe bakuthethe ngaphasi kwazi khonoko
bayamazi uJola Mndiweni bamazela ngaphi yiba abazala laba bantwana ngezinye indlela phela sebesitshela ukuthi umkethu wayephuma ayekwenza kwenzayo labo yikho besazi abantwana bemndeni ukuthi bazalwa njani so sokumele baphawule nje basitshele konke i-first born up to the last born they don't even know ukuthi uJoram lo bakhuluma ngaye is not even the first born
lo ngumnumzana Wilson Vancinyane Ndiweni isikhulumeli somndeni wakondiweni obexoxa lo Gibbs Dube we studio 7 ekobulawayo asenelisanga ukukhuluma ngodaba lolu lomnumzana July Moyo umphathi intambo ohlangothi lukahulumende olubona ngezabelo lamadolobho Umongameli Emerson Mnangagwa unguye njalo umkhokheli webandla lezanu PF uthi amabandla angekho kunkulumo zomanyano owe Pollard kumele abuye ezomanyana labanye ukuze abonisane ngokunganceda ukuhlenga eleZimbabwe. Umntatheli sendaba yeStudio 7 uGibson Pepe usethulela lolu daba ngugcweleyo.
Kuluma umhlangano nomkhulu owenziwa kanye ngomnyaka webandla lezanu PF owenzelwa eGoromonzi umongameli Mnangagwa uveze ukuba ibandla lakhe lizalela izifiso zikaZulu kungakho lapho mba umanyano wePollard omanyanisa inkokeli yamabandla aphikisayo ancinisa ukhetho luka-2018 kodwa okhokele yeMDC Alliance uNomzana Nelson Chamisa akekho kulumanyano
in the culture of dialogue espoused by the Second Republic
usana siyabe sixoxisana labamanye amabandla phansi wePollard wonke umuntu kaze kuPollard akufuzanga sibangele umsindo yilabo ababanga umsindo ku-social media yekelani benze umsindo ku-Twitter thina siyabe sibusa sibusa sibusa
social media platforms let them make the noises isuti chingotonga
Isikhulumeli sabatsha kubandla leMDC uMnumzana Steven Chuma uthi njengebandla ngaba uhloniphi umanyano wePollard.
It is very unfortunate that Mr. Mnangagwa wants to use tactics of a bully.
Usizi ukuba uMnumzana Mnangagwa ufuna singene kuPollard. Thina siyazi ukuba sanqoba kukhetho ngomnyaka ka-2018. Nxa kulokukhona kufuze uMnumzana Mnangagwa abize umuntu ozimeleyo ancedise ukuba sikhumisane umlotha njengabantu abalinganayo.
Anything, Mr. Mnangagwa should wait for a neutral convener to call for dialogue.
Ingcitshi ecubulekeza umbuzazo uMnumzana Tafazwa Chikandiwa uthi uMnangagwa umele ancenge uChamisa ngoba elabasekeli abaningi njalo kusobala ukuthi inkulumo laye ingasiza ukuze ilizwe liphume kunhlupho elibhekane lazo.
Akumelanga aqale ethi nxa ibandla elingekhoyo kuPollard lingayekela ukujoyina liyabusa liku-tweet. Okwe-Twitter kungene ndawo nxa sesifukukhanyela ukuthuthuka kwelizwe. Okuqakathekileyo ukuthuthuka kwelizwe lokhu kwaboPollard lokhu siza kubona nxa ilizwe liqale lathuthuka ngoba umuntu yena vele akafoswa ukuthi ejoyine iPollard. Akumelanga bembambe ngamandla kodwa kumele beyikhuluma laye kuhle bemncenge ukwenzela ukuthi laye ekwanise ukujoyina ekhululekile ngoba bengayenza okumfosa uyayala ukujoyina and engayala ukujoyina yikho lapho abathi khona uzavusa ku-Twitter but asibonanga ngazathi kule ngqondo kunalokhu.
Lokhu kusekelwe ngumnumzana Marshall Dube isakamuzi seHarare othi iZANU-PF sekumele ivume ukuba umanyano wePollard kawulancedo uma ibandla leMDC Alliance linganxiswanga.
Kufunakala i-dialogue, kodwa i-dialogue should be between uChamisa loMnangagwa. Abanye laba kuPollard laba abala mavotsi eneleyo ukuthi bekhulume into ezingayakha ilizwe. I-dialogue kumele ibe between uMnangagwa loChamisa abantu abathola amavotsi ayeneleyo amaningi ukuthi kube lama-political lama-economic reforms ukuthi ilizwe libe le-national discourse ebambanisa wonke umuntu. Kodwa i-dialogue leyi ayimelanga ibe lokuthi uMnangagwa yena ufuna uChamisa abuye ngama-terms akhe laye uChamisa ethi uMnangagwa abuye ngama-terms akhe. Yikho kufunakala umuntu ongabahlanganisa bexoxe ukuthi ilizwe leli libambane siqhubeleke phambili nge-development yelizwe.
UMnangagwa ophinde wasola ukutshengisela okwenzakala elizweni esithi lokhu kubisela ilizwe emuva ngoba izithembiso zebandla leli zizavezwa ngokuya kwesikhathi abantu kababekezele. Uveze njalo ukuba imali yakuleli izaqhubeka isebenza kungelani lokuthi isiyehluleke ukuqeda indubo zokusilela kwemali emabhanga kanye lokuqonga kwentengo yempahla ezitolo. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngise Harare ngumlondolozi Ndlovu.
Kusukela ngomvulo kusiyafika ngolwesihlanu umsakazo weStudio 7 uzalethulela izindaba eziphathelane lokutshabalala kwamadamu enyakato lasezansi yemandebeleni kanye lasenkabazwe. Manengi amadamu aseleminyaka edubukile kumbe eqibelekile kodwa akula lutho osolwenziwe ngawo nguhulumende.
Idamu lemabhungani lidamu elikhulu elifikisa phose amakhilomitha about 9 kilometers ubude.
Le damu okuthiwa ngukarisinyama.
Idamu elikhona lokwakuyisiwale. Thina sinedamu elisephezi.
Idamu esilisebenzisayo laphana idamu Magwanda.
Sixoxa lezakhamizi kanye leziphathamandla zikahulumende. Tiyani indlebe kusukela ngomvulo kuze kuyefika ngolwesihlanu.
Inhlanganiso ezizimeleyo abezokholo labantu makhaza namhla bebethe gwaqa edolobheni leHarare phansi komanyano othiwa National Convergence Platform behlaziya umomo oselizweni. Lumanyano uqoqwe ngabenhlanganiso ye-Citizens Manifesto. Umkhokheli wenhlanganiso ye-Citizens Manifesto, umnumzana Briggs Bomba, utshele iStudio 7 ukuthi banxuse inkokheli yamabandla ezombusazwe ebalisa umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa lomnumzana Nelson Chamisa, kodwa abazange babuye. UChris Kande weStudio 7 uqoqe lomunye wabaqoqela umhlangano, umnumzana Michael Ndiweni ongumqondisi wenhlanganiso yeBulawayo Vendors and Traders Association, ukuze sizwe okuningi ngalolu daba.
Ama-citizens athe wona afuna ukuthi kukhulunyiswa ngezinye inhlanganiso ebezinakana ukuthi abantu kumele bahlangane ndawonye bakhulume bebona ukuthi izwe lingalungiswa njani. So namhlanje bekuhlangene-ke i-platform eyethu lapho engikho-convena khona i-Citizen Manifesto, Citizen Convention ebesilayo ngo-September. Saba nesinqumo sokuthi kasiye khulumisana nabanye abanjengabozo be-Council of Churches lezinye inhlanganiso sihlangane lenini sibonisane ukuthi singenzani siya phambili. So namhlanje kade kuyikulauncha ngesikhiwa, it was a launch besisungula inkundla yokuthi sihlangane lenini sikhulumisane njengenhlanganiso ezimele abantu njengoba nishilo ukuthi ethu ibizela kusinqumo esithethe ku-National Citizen Convention under Citizen Manifesto.
Inhlanganiso kade zikhona ngeziphi, zivela kunhlangothi ezinjani?
Ye, bekule nhlanganiso ezimele ilungelo lomuntu esithi civil society, ama-social movements ezimelele nje uZulu, ezinjengoZulu, ezamasonto, njengoba ngishilo ukuthi bekulezi kwabe Council of Churches, lamanye ama-denominations angaphansi kwebumbano le-ZCC, lenhlanganiso so ezifana nabo ezimele abantu abaphila abagogekileyo onasco lezinye labameli bamahofisi akwamanye amazwe eZimbabwe yasika ama-diplomatic missions kade kulama-embassies kade khona lawo ezoxhasa.
Yona injongo vele ingeyani?
Injongo yokuthi akube lempumela ezaphipha ukudebeka kokukhona ebantwini baseZimbabwe. Kumele kube lokukhulumisana okuzalungisa izinto eziningi ezihlukumeza abantu baseZimbabwe, eziningi kakhulu. Kasuko indaba yokunikana izikhundla kuphela, indaba eziningi ngabala ngibele emva ngenxa yokubonisa leli-link zabagugurawundi zingakalungiswa, lokho ezilenge emoyeni. Kuningi, indaba zabo-devolution azikalungiswa, indaba zokuthi abantu bathole inzuzo kwezemvelo abanazo, indaba ezihlala zikhanyela zeceleni abantu bekhangela kuphela amandla. So ngezinye izindaba zokuthi nxa kungahlangana kukhulunyiswane, into lezo zifake phezu kwetafula zikhangele zilungiswe.
Lowo ngumnumzana Michael Ndiweni, umqondisi wenhlanganiso yeBulawayo Vendors and Traders Association, ubekhuluma ecingweni loChris Gande weStudio 7 ekoBulawayo. Ku-Live Talk namhlanje sikhangela ukuphuma emhlanganweni webandla leZANU-PF oqhutshelwa eGoromonzi, lomunye njalo umhlangano oqoqwe ngabenhlanganiso ezizimeleyo wokuhlaziya inkinga ezibhekane lelizwe. Thumelani text message kunombolo ezithi 0012024650318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingene kuhlelo. singakangeni esigabeni esilandelayo ke sikhangele ezemelika ngamafitshane. Amalunga ikomiti edalela eParliament yakwelemelika ibona ngezemthetho yeHouse Judiciary Committee avote esekela ukukhutshwa esikhundleni kukamongameli Donald Trump ngohlelo lwe-impeachment. Abebandla lamademokrats abangamashumi amabili lantathu bavote besithi abebandla lama-Republicans abalichumi lasikhombisa bephikisa uTrump ngumongameli wesine ukubhekana lale inkinga ye-impeachment. Ele-North Korea lithi lizimisele ukuvuselela inkulumo lele-Melika ukuze kuphunyelwe isivumelwano sokulungiswa kwezikhali zombhoxazwe ezenuclear. Inhlanganiso elwela ilungelo loluntu e-Center for Public Policy ithi iyaqhubeka ngenhlelo zayo zokukhulumisana lohulumende labantu makhaza ngendlela yokudinga isisombululo ngomnotho welizwe olokhu uqhubeka ubhidlika. Lokhu kwenzakala iningi elizweni lelokhu likhala ngokucitshwa kwamagethi mahlayana, kusilela kwemali, amanzi, amafutha epetrol ledizili kanye lokuqonga kwentengo yempahla ezitolo ngesikhathi iholo lingakhuphuki njalo abanye bengayitholi umsebenzi. Umqondisi walinhlanganiso uMnumzana Mfundo Mlilo usichasisela okuningi ngalolu daba.
Thina kathesi siyaxoxisana lo hulumende njengoba nje kuyisikhathi sokuthi uhulumende aphume lesingathi yibhajethi, ngoba ibhajethi yiyo esingathi egayida kumbe enze ukuthi umkhonomi wethu uhambe uye phambili. Kukhona lamamemba eParliament ukuthi njengoba yibo abangena eParliament sixoxisana lo hulumende, sixoxisana lo minister we-finance ukuthi yiphi imithetho abangayifaka, yiziphi inhlelo ezingafakwa nguhulumende ezetaxi, ezokuthi umkhonomo uvuke uye phambili, ezeproduction ezingenza ukuthi i-economy yethu ihambe iye phambili. Yiwo umsebenzi esiwubambileyo khathesi. Kuningi esikubhalayo, esikunika uhulumende, esikunika iparlamenti ukwenzela ukuthi baxoxisane i-economy yethu ivuke iye phambili.
Ngambe inkulumo lezi ziyanceda na?
Inkulumo lezi bona ngathiwa kulalapho ezifika khona zingadluli ziye phambili, ngoba uhlupho ngathi udubo lukhona olukhulu eZimbabwe ludubo lwe-legitimacy kumbe singathi yi-politics. Ama-elections zika-2018 ngahambanga kuhle. Njengoba engahambanga kuhle, lokho kutsho ukuthi kulento eziningi okumele zilungisise abantu ababezikhangele ezenza ukuthi ama-investors kumbe laba ababuya le mali bayesabe ukufaka imali yabo kwi-economy yeZimbabwe. Lokhu kwenza ukuthi into eziningi nje zingasebenzi. So ekuxoxiseni kwethu lohulumende siyamtshela ukuthi kuqakathekile ukuthi upresident welizwe axoxisane lomnumzana Chamisa owebandla le-MDC. Yikho kuphela okuzenza ukuthi kucreate esingathi i-environment eyenza ukuthi i-economy ihambe iye phambili. Nxa lokhu kungalungisanga kunzima kakhulu ukuthi mbone ukuthi ilizwe lingalungiseka kumbe i-economy ingalungiseka ihamba isiya phambili. Ngapho uhulumende ulenhlelo eziningi azifakileyo kulenhlelo eziningi zamayo, uminister we-finance umthule Ncube kulokunye okuningi akuzamayo akusebenzi, ngoba indaba emqoka yi-political legitimacy. Kumele uhulumende axoxisane labamabandla, baxoxisane betshelane iqiniso ukuthi ilizwe singalilungisisa liye ngaphi.
Lo mnumzana Mfundo Mlilo, umqondisi wenhlanganiso ye-Center for Public Policy, sixoxela eseHarare. Kwezemidlalo namhlanje, imidlalo yalonyaka yenguqu esigaba se-Castle Lake Premier Soccer League ifika komlindi uyagcina kulimpela viki. Intathe izindaba ethu ezemidlalo uJoseph Njanji usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Intshantshi zalonyaka ezomdlalo wenguqu kusigaba saphezulu yese-Castle Lake Premier Soccer League zizakwazakala ekupheleni komdlalo ozakuba phakathi kweqembu le-Cape United lele-FC Platinum, wona uzakugujelwa enkundleni ye-National Sports Stadium kusasa. La maqembu azangena kumdlalo wakusasa, iqembu le-FC Platinum okuyilo eliphethe isicoco se-league ngemva kokunqoba eminyakeni emibili edlulileyo lihlezi phezu kwengalane lile miklomelo engamashumi amahlanu lathoba mune munye, kuthi ele-Cape United lihlezi endaweni yesibili lile miklomelo engamashumi amahlanu lathoba mune mbili. Isimo sengalane siveza ukuba iqembu le-FC iPlatinum lidinga nje umklomelo owodwa ukuba ligcotshwe njalo ukuba zintshantshu zakwele Zimbabwe okungaba ngokwesithathu iminyaka ilandelana ukuba liphakamise isicoco. Iqembu leCapes United lihlala kwesikhathi eside liphezu kwengalane yemiklomelo kodwa lihle lahlala endaweni yesibili ngemva kokunqotshwa elikwenziwe liqembu lenkezi Platinum Stars nge-3-2 ngolwesithathu olwedluleyo. Kwathele FC Platinum lona linqobele Black Rhinos nge-1 kanya. Emsileni wengalane lakho kulamaqembu amabili azalandela eleMshwane Stars lele wange kwini idlala kusigaba sika Division 1 ngemva kwemidlalo yakusasa. Amaqembu asengozini yokugunyulwa kusigaba saphezulu ngabalisa isithupha athi ele Yada, ele Herentals, ele Bulawayo Chiefs, ele Tel 1, ele Harare City kanye lele Chapungu. Iqembu leYada lona lihlezi endaweni yesithathu nxa usuka emsileni lile mihlomelo ngamachumi amathathu lathoba mnembili njalo lizadlala lele Mshwane Stars. Iqembu leRentals lona lihlezi endaweni yesine nxa usuka emsileni lalo lile mihlomelo ngamachumi amathathu lathoba mnembili njalo lizavakatshela ele Bulawayo Chiefs lona ile mihlomelo ngamachumi amane lowodwa njalo elidinga umhlomelo owodwa kuphela ukuba lisinde ekugunyulweni kusigaba saphezulu. Umqeqeshi weqembu leBulawayo Chiefs uThulani Sibanda utshele intatheli izindaba ukuba abafana bakhe kuzamele bebophe ziqine ngoba nxa bengayekethisa bengazithola sebegunyuliwe.
Akumelanga sekethise ngoba sekungenzakala loba yini. Iqembu leHerentals lile goal difference engcono kuleyethu njalo amaqembu amaningi alwisa kusinda kunye lawo asesimeni esifanayo nxa eqathaniswa lathi. Ngalokho-ke kumele siqine ngalokho kwenze ukuba siyalesi lokho sikhuphuka engalaneni kwimidlalo edluleyo uze sibe lesiqiniseko esokuphepha engozini yokugunyulwa.
Amanye amaqembu asengozini ngabalisa ele Chapungu lona elile mihlomelo ngamachumi amathathu lathoba munemunye njalo lizadibana lele Highlanders kusasa. Iqembu leHighlanders lilwisa ukuphusha imidlalo yalonyaka lisendaweni yesine okutsho ukuba lumdlalo usoze ube lula kuqembu leChapungu. Elinye iqembu elisesimeni esifana liseChapungu ngele Harare City lona elile mihlomelo ngamachumi amane njalo lizadlala lelinkezi Platinum Stars lalo elilethuba elihle yokuphusha imidlalo yalo lisendaweni yesine engalaneni yemihlomelo. Iqembu leTel 1 ngelinye njalo iqembu elisengozini kunyulwa njalo lizadibana lele Chicken Inn kusasa enkundleni eBarber Fields emdlalweni ongaba lobunzima kilo ngoba iqembu leChicken Inn lithiye ukuqeda lisendaweni yesibili engalaneni yemiklomelo. Kweminye imidlalo ezadlalwa kusasa kusigaba sePSL iqembu leTriangle lizadlala lele Dynamos ngaseGibo kuthi iqembu leWange lizadlala lele ZPC Kariba ngaseColliery. Ngensonto iqembu leBlack Rhinos lizanqikelana lele Manyika Diamonds ngaseNational Sports Stadium. Ngimele Studio 7 ngoBulawayo nginguJoseph Njanji.
It was a Friday, my darling. Was a Friday.
Woza Friday kuliviki silomculi wengoma zomdumo wokholo umfundisi Sani Ncube ohlala edolobheni leBirmingham kwelengilandi. Asizweni exoxa lo Ezra Chisa Sibanda we Studio 7.
Kia kuthanda wechesuwami.
Asomculi wengoma zokholo kuphela uPastor Sani. Uyaloba lokuqondisa ezemidlalo kamabonakude nemfanekiso yebhayisikopo, film and TV producer kukampani yakhe ezimele yodwa. Yena ke udabuka khona leMberengwa lapho azalwa khona okaNcube.
Angisebenzisa njalo umoyo ngoba ubaba wami ongizalayo ngumoyo, but I was adopted in the Ncube family. Ngikhulele eMberengwa, ngahambe Chingezi Primary School, ngase ngihamba eZwa Makhuru Secondary School, and I finished my O levels and then went to Kwekwe. In Kwekwe, that's when I started learning about keyboard playing and so forth. Just like Olundi, that's what got me started in music.
Wakhe uyaziphekela istudio sakhe uPastor Sani njalo okhulela endlini yabantu abaculayo.
Umama wami lo mama omdala owemberengwa lo gogo wami ke ngisesemncane laye wayehlabelela. Umama omdala wami owemberengwa lo mama wami bake bahlabela labo Freedom Sengwayo ngoba babehlabela ku gospel team in Apostolic Faith Mission. I was surrounded nge gospel music, yikho nje ngithanda ukuhlabelela i gospel music.
Oh, uhlelo lakho mlaleli Woza Friday. Silo Pastor Sanincube ngengoma zokholo yena eyingcinji yekupheni umculo njalo siwaphekela abaculi abaningi ingoma zokholo.
Ngiyasebenza nabahlabeleli abaningi, ngiyabhala izingoma, ngiyayenza music yabo ama instruments, ngikuhlanganise konke nje ku studio like Mahati Selepe, Nkosikandlovu, Mthulisi, Makholisa Dube, Sis Maria, Mason Kiwane, Walter Chawanda, Kingdom Praise, Higher Ground, Mrs. Zengea. Yeah, that's what we are doing at the moment in our studio here.
Esikhathi sakhona sedlule ngumangoye mfundisi. Khosela lizwi kubalaleli ungakahambi.
Ye kubalaleli bethu ngithanda nje ukuthi thank you very much for your support. Ngithi mina qhubekani nje lisi support ngokudownloada imusic yethu ngokulalela ngoba kuyasincedisa lathi ukuthi siqhubeke ngomsebenzi okuproducer imusic gospel music. So thank you very much. Imusic yethu izabitholakala kubo Google Play, kubo YouTube, kubo Facebook, sabe siphosta nje imusic everywhere. So lingaqhubeka nje li-download lisithole lathi khona phana lingadinga uPastor Sanincube.
Ayibo umfoka moyo ngaphezulu kokucula uyaloba lokuqondisa njalo imidlalo kamabona kude nguye bese la yokuhlelo Woza Woza Friday libe lempela sonke lithukela egabula ngu-Ezra Jesus Bani.
Kamfundisi Sanincube yena ke ocula ekhona le eBirmingham England njalo udaba besiluthulela ke ngu Ezra Jesus Banda we Studio 7 singakehlukani ke sikhangele inhloko zezinye zendaba ebesilazo. Uhulumende usesuse induna uChief Nhlanhla Mangwendiweni esikhundleni. Umnumzana Mnangagwa uthi amabandla angekho kuPollard kumele abuye azomanyana lamanye ukwenzela ukuthi kuxoxiswane kulungiswe umnotho welizwe. Olivalelisayo ngusithandekile Mhlanga ngikhona pha eWashington DC.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-half past 7 kusiya ku-8 o'clock ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.